over at St George's Market in Belfast have got together and produced a real festive treat to raise funds for the Children's Hospice. Some are pictured in ladies' evening gowns, while others in considerably less. You may want to shield your eyes as you flick through the calendar. Now, who better for an assignment like this than... No, not Vinny. Than our very own Lisa McAllister. Come to think of it, I don't think she's been seen since.
Sean Kerr, you're a trader here at St George's Market. We've got this beautiful, glossy calendar. Lo and behold, in January, you are posing.
Yes, yes. I got out this nice little emerald green number of mine.
It's lovely.
Oh, yes. I think it rather suits me, yeah.
It's a full-length emerald green satin dress, by the looks of it. Quite low-cut. You're showing a bit of flesh, Sean.
Yes, well, I'm well endowed in that particular area. Don't you worry.
Are you talking about moobs now?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Reminds me of that dress Keira Knightley wore in Atonement.
All right, well... I don't even know who that guy is.
But lady.
Or lady is, well, you know, I'm no good at stuff like that there, but she must have a good choice of clothes.
You wear it a lot better than she did.
Thank you, darling. And you'll notice that my trademark hat is still in place. Very few people have ever seen me without it. I always leave my hat on, even in bed. You can leave your hat on.
Why did you all get together and decide to do this?
Well, it was the lady traders in the market. It was them that came up with a suggestion as the calendar girls did it. So they reckoned that it would be a good idea if the men at the market, and we called the calendar boys. And as you can see, when you flick through it, we're not exactly boys. We're more elderly citizens.
George Clooney had been an elderly citizen as well, you know.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. 60 is the new 40.
Well, if we go to February, who's this in February, Sean?
That's Hermann Bauer. He's a German guy who's been living in this country for, 40 years.
Herman's a wee bit more gratuitous than you now, Sean, a bit more flesh. Sean, you're a bit classier than that.
This is Brendan Cosgrove. He does metalwork in the market here.
Brendan's got it all out as well.
Except
it's strategically covered, obviously.
A motorcycle helmet strategically placed, yeah.
But they're also very arty as well.
Yes, well, our resident photographer here, Zoe Gaston, is responsible for that. She took the photographs and then did the manipulation afterwards.
Well, Alice McGuinness and I was project manager. Getting the men together, that was easy. I mean, Zoe was up taking the photographs with her daughter, Tori, who's in her early 20s, remember? And she had to photograph naked older men, and I don't think she's recovered yet fully. She might need counselling.
Did the boys take much persuasion, or were they all quite keen to get their kid off?
No persuading whatsoever. They went up there and it was, where do you want me? Well, you have to cover that bit up first.
Apparently you forced him to take his clothes off. Now, is that true, Anna?
Well, now, Paddy, I'm not too sure. I think he protested for like all of 10 seconds.
And then
that was it.
And then it was all off.
Yes, all off.
What would you say from a lady's point of view then, if there are any ladies looking for a manly calendar this Christmas, forget about your Hollyoaks men, which one would be your personal favourite, which might live on your wall long after Christmas?
I'm not saying because I work with all these traders.
You'd be accused of having favourites.
I would. If we sell these, we stand to raise up to £7,500 for the hospice. So we'll carry it through until February, and then hopefully a big massive cheque at the end of it to give over to the hospice, so it's all good.
We decided that we wanted to nominate a charity. We approached the Children's Hospice and they were more than happy to go along with us. So, we had tremendous crack doing this. Like, it was amazing the day that we did it here. You know, the whole market was buzzing with it, you know.
Did you actually do it in the market when it was open then?
Yes, we did. So... you could see, we're up here in the balcony, and you could see this line of topless males along here, and everyone was shouting catcalls up and that. It was great fun altogether.
And did any customers get a flash of paradise in the middle of this?
Well, I'm sure they did, but certainly not with me. I'm too bashful.